Sagt der Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Sanhedrin Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kein Gadol don, v'don in Eisei. Kein Gadol can judge others. In other words, he can be a member of the Bezdin. And others can judge him. Someone has a claim against him, you can call him to Bezdin. You can call the Kein Gadol to Bezdin. Meid, he can be Eidus about others. Umeiden Eisei. And others can testify about him. Vaitur Chaylitz, he can perform Chalitza. His brother passes away without children. He has to do chalitza, even though it means that his brother's wife has to spit toward him. But l'maisa, it's a mitzvah. The chaltzin li'ishtai, if the Kohen Gadol passes away without children. So his brothers perform chalitza. U'miyavim, or they're miyavim, or they marry her. Those are the choices. Aval hu ein miyave. But if his brother passes away without children, chalitza is an option, yivum, to marry her, even though that's the mitzvah, is not an option. Why? Neshu aser bialmana, because the Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow. And if his brother passed away, so she's a widow. Vaitre zakta mishna mes loy mes. If someone related to him passes away, einoy yoitza achar hamita. He can't follow right behind the people who are carrying the arayin to the caver. The concern is, explains the Batanura, because he's never so sad, zal de ebish to upheaten, he may forget and touch the arayin, and he's not allowed to. It says, well, kol nafshis meis layovoi, regular kaihanim are allowed to be metama themselves to kraivim, but not the kohen gadol. So what does happen when he goes to the levaya of one of his kraivim? Elehein nichsin v'hu nigla, hein niglin v'hu nichsin. Let's touch the words. Or rather, hein nichsin, when the people carrying the arayin are hidden, no one sees them. V'hu nigla, he appears. Hein niglin, when they appear, v'hu nichsin, he can't be seen. In other words, when they leave the street and turn the corner, that's when he appears. But as long as they're all in a straight line, he can't appear together with them. V'yoytzeima, and he goes out with them, ad pesach ha'ir, only as far as the pesach ha'ir, the opening to the city. Then he stops, turns around, and goes home. You see, explains about Tanura, in the city there are streets, so you can do this. He can hide himself. He's not seen together with the Orin. But once you leave the city and you're in the open field, you can't do that. Divrei Rav Meir, Zehalt Rav Meir. Rabbi Huda says, Eina yaitzim in a migdash. He can't even leave the base of migdash to follow the Orin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umin a migdash lo yaitze. So Yehuda dashes the pasuk literally. If Chas v'Shalom, one of his relatives passed away, he can't leave the Beis Hamikdash at all. Rabbi Meir teaches the pasuk differently. Rabbi Meir teaches umigdushase lo yetze. He shouldn't leave his matzav of kiddusha. He has to be careful to position himself in such a way that he doesn't touch the aron. That's why in the city where you have streets and corners, alleyways, you can do this, not outside. When he's menachem others, you see, he could go to a levaya of someone who's not his relative, as long as he doesn't touch the arayin or enter the cemetery. The Batanura explains, because it's not his own personal relative, we're not so scared he's going to forget himself and by mistake touched the arayin. Now, stamazai, someone who's a kohen, he still goes to the levaya, but he can't go in to where the mace is. He has to stand far enough away from the arayin. Kohanim know the halachas. So the Kohen Gadol can go to a levaya as well. We're not scared he's going to forget and come in. It's only when it's his own personal tsar, then sometimes the person doesn't realize what he's doing. Now when they came back from the Beis HaKvarais, the original minig was that the Avelim stood in one place and everyone passed by and they were menachim them. Tisnachim in Hashemayim. May Hashem console you. We can't console you. Only the Rabban Hashem can make you feel better. So what happens with the Kohen Gadol? So the Mishnah explains, Ukeshehu menachem acherim, when he is menachem others, derech kala'am oivrin b'zeh hazeh. Again, as we explained, the Avelim stand in one place, and the people pass in front of them, one after the other. V'hamemunah, this is the assistant Kohen Gadol, the skan Kohen Gadol, the one who was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol's helper, or to take over in case he becomes tameh. If he becomes tummy, he can't do the Avaida. Mematzai, he places the Kohen Gadol in the middle, beinoy lebeinam, between himself and the people. So the Kohen Gadol goes in the middle with the Skan, with the assistant on his right, and the people on his left. This is how we're Mechabe the Kohen Gadol. The word Mematze means in the middle. Bava Kama, Bava Basu, what's the one in the middle? Bava Metzia. So the Memuna, the Skan, Mematze, sets up the Kohen Gadol in the middle. Beinoy, between himself on one side, Lebeina Am, and the people on the other side. Ukeshehu Misnachem Me'acherim. When the Kohen Gadol receives Nechama from others, Kala Am Amrim Lai, all the people say to him, Anu Kaperascha. This is an amazing Mesiras Nefesh. They say, you will see the kapara through us. We accept whatever suffering is meant to come on you. Anu kaparasa, we are your kapara. V'hu oimelen, and he says to them, tis baruchu min ha-shamayim, may you be benched from Shemayim. The original takana was that in the first 12 months, when a person mentions the name of his parents that passed away, he should say, I should be a kapara for them. I take upon the suffering, because the suffering down here in this world is easier than the suffering up there of Yeneveld. Today we don't say it as much because we don't know if we're up to it. Can a person really take upon himself such suffering? Well, the answer is when the son does that to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, that alone is a tremendous kapara. In any event, but that's what the people said to the Kohen Gadol, Anu kaparascha. Ukeshem evarin, I say. Now there is a halacha that an aval is forbidden to eat his own food. Until when? Until after the first meal. The first meal has to come from others. That's called sudas havra. So Ukeshemevaran, I see, when they feed him this suda for Avelim, Kala Am Misubin al Aretz, all the people do a seba on the ground, they recline on the ground. They used to always do a seba when they ate, but they sat down on the ground. But who Mesav al Asafsal? He would like lean on a chair. That was more Bekavadik. So quickly, Chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that a Kohen Gadol is done with done in eyesight. He judges others and they judge him. He can be part of a Bezin. He can be summoned to Bezin. He says Edis, and people can say Edis against him. Be'emes, the Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol does not come and testify because of the honor of his position of Kohen Gadol. Anyone else would be over a lav if he's summoned to testify and doesn't come, but the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to. When the Mishnah says that he comes to say Edis, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol knows Edis about the son of the king. So the king himself, whose kavod is greater than that of the Kohen Gadol, comes to Bezin to hear the testimony, then it's not a lack of kavod for the Kohen Gadol to be called to say Eidus. If the Kohen Gadol's brother passes away without children, chaylitzi das chalitza. If the Kohen Gadol himself passes away, v'chaltzin le'ishtai, his brothers do chalitza, they could also be meyavim, his wife. But he, meaning the Kohen Gadol, if his brother passes away, he can't be meyavim. And again, just a quick reminder, if someone passes away without children, Rachman al-Itzlan, the brother is miyavim, has a mitzvah to marry the almona. And the children are called on the name of the brother. If he doesn't want to, then the chalitza process has to be performed. However, if the Kohen Gadol's brother passes away, he can't do yivim because he's now allowed to marry an almona. A regular Kohen can marry an almona, a widow. A regular Kohen just can't marry a grusha, a divorced woman. Not even his own divorcee. Regular Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, if they divorce their wives, they can't remarry them. And of course not someone else's. But a widow, a regular Kohen, could take an almana. A Kohen Gadol can't. We learned weiter in the Mishnah that if the Kohen Gadol loses a close relative, we're scared that he should walk behind the mita. A regular Kohen could be metame himself to the seven karevim, to the seven close relatives. Father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. But the Kohen Gadol can't. Therefore, we don't want him to walk too close to the Aron because of his grief he may forget himself and touch the Aron or fall on the Aron. So he has to walk behind them. In the city, they maneuver it in such a way as they're going through the alleyways. When they turn the corner, he can be seen. But they can't be seen together on a straight line. And they come until the Pesach here. Once they leave the city, you can't do this anymore because it's an open field, so he can't go any further. It's like Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says he can't even leave the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Umin HaMikdash LaYetzei. Reb Meir holds that means he shouldn't leave his Kiddusha. He has to do things in such a way to make sure that he doesn't touch the Aron. When he is Menachem others, the original Takana was that the Aval stands in one place, or the Avelim stand in one place, and the people pass by, and they're Menachem them, they console them. afterwards the takana changed, that the people should stand in one place and the avelim should pass by. But lemaisa, the original takana was that the avelim stand in one place and the people pass by. When the kohen gadol comes by, it's done to be covered away. The mumuna, who's the assistant kohen gadol, he's called the skan. He's posed to take over in case the kohen gadol becomes tameh and can't do the avodah. So he places the kohen gadol in the middle. He's on one side and the people are on the other side. When the kohen gadol receives nechama from others, the others say to him, Anu kaparatzcha, we want to be your kapara. And he tells them, Tis baruch hu min hashamayim. And when they bring him the sudas havra, that's the first suda that an aval has to eat, they all sit on the ground. It says, Mesuban al arz, because that's how they always used to eat, through a seba, like we do Seder night. And the kohen gadol sits on the chair. You know, I have a friend who was on an airplane. His wife packed him food. But then they brought him the kosher meal. And he said to himself, you know, I opened this. I don't need it. I have my own food. The flight attendant will soon come and take it and throw it in the garbage. It's such a shot. Maybe there's someone who's hungry. So he decided not to be lazy. He got up and started walking down the aisles. And he saw a yid sitting there like looking out the window. And he went over to him and said, maybe you're hungry. I don't really need this meal. Would you like it? And the man said, thank you so much. He's an oval. And he wasn't allowed to eat until someone brought him food. So imagine, because of what my friend did, he saved this person from going hungry, and he was menachim him during a difficult time. Always think, if you have something that someone else can use, you have an opportunity to do some of the taiva, don't sit back and do nothing. There are many mitzvahs that are connected to a yid trying to do any mitzvah. But if you don't do the first, you don't get the ones that follow.